Of course, Nash Security Solutions would be housed in a donut shop. Time and the elements had nearly scrubbed the painted Dixie Cream ad from the side of the old brick building, and I'd almost missed it. But with my Jag's top down, the confectioned carved aroma assaulted my senses. I pulled in a long, exhilarating breath, then pretended I couldn't taste that sweet mouthful of heaven. My trainer Jerry would have accused me of manifesting donut reality through my sheer love of trans fats. After all my years in L.A., delectables like donuts should cause my brain to flash a warning with a similar intensity to the bright red neon freshened hot sign hanging in the storefront window. However, my brain's warning was more of an appetizing apple red, as in Snow White's one bite and all your dreams will come true red. My therapist had an opinion on that subject, something about denied sugar, both literal and metaphorical. Either way, donuts meant trouble. I almost buckled to temptation, but I had a mission. I sucked down another mouthful of donut air, placed one Jimmy Choo in front of the other, and moved through the front door of the Dixie Cream Donut building. Then, into a dim hall, up the stairs, and into a dimmer hall. And stopped before the door with the words, Nash Security Solutions, painted on the frosted glass. Not a modern glass door that swished when open. An old wooden door. The whole building had that old-timey feel with the brass knobs and wood and the plaster over brick walls. Even the building's front door had a half-moon stained glass window. Those adorable antiquing couples in Pasadena would have loved the Dixie Cream building. For a long minute, I stood before that door, inhaling eau de donut and evaluating my wardrobe choices. I wanted to look appropriate. This was my big break. Like a screen test, but better. My stylist might not have agreed on pairing the Jimmy Choo's with a white sleeveless Nina Ricci resort dress and my Chloe care bag. Sometimes my stylist went a little overboard. She would have gone with the Louboutins and a Birkin, keeping up with the Kardashians and whatnot, literally. But this was Black Pine, Georgia, where Loubies and Birkins weren't fundamental. I grabbed the old-timey brass knob of the Nash security door and strode through with a go-getter set to my features, ripping off my Barton Pereira jet setters and shoving them into my bag like I was on an episode of Miami Undercover. "Mr. Nash," I said with great authority, and then dropped my bag, forgot to close my mouth, and I might have gasped, "From Miami Undercover to I Love Lucy." Nash Security Solutions consisted of two rooms. The outer room had a battered corduroy recliner, a few metal filing cabinets, and a frumpy couch. In this room, all was well, although run down and dusty. Unfortunately, the door to the second room stood open. I was unaware of the condition of that room because Mr. Nash of Nash Security Solutions was naked. Well, not naked, half naked, but he was a big guy, as in tall, solid wall of muscle, movie star muscle, like Mr. Nash had a personal trainer who specialized in tone and definition. Except this was Black Pine, and I doubted Mr. Nash had ever hired a trainer to watch him sweat while screaming about the evils of trans fats and the virtues of chili pepper colonics. Mr. Nash didn't look the type to put up with anyone yelling at him about anything. He did seem a little slow, though. At my authoritative Mr. Nash, he froze, with a t-shirt in one hand and unbuckled jeans, giving me time to peel my ogle off all those muscles and the undone buckle and peruse his facial features.